you know, to be very honest, I've always had some body image issues growing up. My weight's been up and down for as long as I can remember. What I found with running personally was the more I did it and the more I accomplished, I guess, I found it to be more about getting healthy and challenging myself rather than trying to be skinny. And so running really helped me with that whole body image issue that I'm sure many other women can relate to. And that's kind of where Girls in a Run fits in, too. I mean, that's when I really decided, like, I want to prevent other girls from having to deal with that as well. So it kind of all just ties in together. And when I found myself running these new distances, it wasn't about how many calories am I burning. It's like, what can my body do? What can I challenge myself to do? And what can I accomplish?
As you just mentioned, in addition to competing in endurance races, you also mentor and coach young girls, especially mm-hmm. with the Girls on the Run. As a mentor to these girls, what message do you most want them to understand?
I just want them to know that, you know, females are, and everybody really is bombarded with all these messages of like what you should look like, you know, how much you should weigh, what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, you know, how you should act. And Girls in a Run just really embraces every girl's differences and strengths and really hones in on the message mm-hmm. that, you know, it's okay to be you. People think it's all about running, but it's so much more than that. It's about social health, emotional health, having healthy relationships, not being a bully, standing up for yourself. There are so many messages that are in this curriculum. We just use running as a way to teach these messages.
Now, what age group are these girls?
They are third through sixth grade, so a very impressionable age. We actually just started our season this week. Other ways to get involved, rather than being a coach, are being a running buddy. So at the end of our season, it culminates with a 5K. In the fall, we put on our own 5K. For each girl, we have a running buddy. The girl does not have to run this 5K on her own. And it doesn't even have to be running. It can be walking. It can be skipping, just moving forward, right? So we're actually over at 20 schools in the Iowa City and Cedar Rapids area. If you go to girlsontheruniowa.org, you can see a list of all the schools that we're at. You know, we're expanding every single season.
Going into this challenge for yourself today, do you have a way to gear up?
It's going to be a really long time. I don't necessarily have a game plan. My biggest thing is just trying to stay positive and focus on just being out in this beautiful forest and doing what I love to do.